Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Minimalism Made Simple podcast. My name is Rebecca, and I'm the blogger over at minimalismmadesimple.com. I encourage you to head on over to that website to check out our free printables. I also recently just launched my ebook, which is called Why Minimalism? The Choice is Simple, and I'll leave a link for that in the description below. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and let's get started with today's episode.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hi, everyone, and thank you for tuning in today. So today we're going to talk about intentional habits, and I'm going to give you some small and easy habits that you can apply to your daily life. And regardless of what the habit is, it will help to make positive changes in your life. So let's go ahead and dive into some examples. So the first intentional habit we're going to start with is to be grateful. So this might sound easy, but it actually could be a bit difficult to practice. So when you take the time and effort to be grateful for all the good things in your life, it puts everything into perspective and makes you appreciate what you have more. Being grateful also makes others feel better as well, because they will notice how much happier you are. So next time you are feeling frustrated or stressed, try taking a minute to be grateful for all the good things that you have in your life. You can practice this intentional habit by writing down at least 5 things that you are grateful for every day, maybe in the morning or before going to bed. It only takes about 2 minutes and will help to improve your mood immensely. Another intentional habit that I have for you today is to plan out your day. So this habit will help to improve efficiency because it allows you to be more productive with the time that you have. It also helps to reduce stress levels by making sure that everything gets done in a timely manner without having any unexpected surprises throughout the day. If planning out your day seems like a daunting task, try breaking it down by what time you need to wake up and go to sleep, as well as the different activities that you have throughout each hour of the day. I want to take a moment to introduce Minimalism Made Simple's partner, BetterHelp. BetterHelp is a platform that provides affordable private therapy anytime, anywhere. And I am a huge advocate of spreading mental health awareness. I think it's so important. And I even took the time to try the platform out for myself. And I really loved its flexibility. And I love the fact that it was affordable, that it could reach the masses. So I decided to do a partnership with them. And what we are offering is 10% off your first month of therapy if you visit www.betterhelp.com/minimalismmadesimple. So if you need extra support and tools from a licensed therapist, then definitely visit that website. It's www.betterhelp.com/minimalismmadesimple. This next intentional habit that I'm about to share is very important. It's to take a deep breath and count to 5. Doing this intentional habit will help improve health because it makes sure people are getting enough oxygen, focusing on what needs to be done, and putting everything together. It also helps to reduce stress levels by making sure that people are taking the break that they need and really just becoming one with yourself and really just taking the time to take a deep breath and count to 5 when life feels like it's a little bit out of control. So what else can we do to improve our overall well-being? Well, the next intentional habit I have for you is to get a good night's sleep every night. So Doing this intentional habit will help improve energy levels because it makes sure people are getting enough rest that they need throughout each week. You can start this habit by going to bed at the same time every night, taking short naps during the day, or even turning off your electronic devices, because sometimes when we are about to go to sleep and we're on our phones scrolling through social media, we tend to go to sleep a lot later than intended because we get caught up in social media and our digital devices. So definitely turning those off an hour before bed, or even taking some deep breaths, like I mentioned in the habit before, definitely will help you to fall asleep faster and you can enjoy a good night's rest. The last intentional habit that I have for you today is to do at least one thing to help others every day. So you can start this habit by calling someone and asking if they need help, doing some volunteer work, or even donating old clothes, because whatever works best for you is the way to go. But if you don't have the time to dedicate to helping others, maybe you can try making a list of what people would appreciate most from you and then follow through with it, because sometimes we don't have as much time as maybe someone would need, but we also can contribute in a small way. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode, and I wish you all the best on your journey when it comes to intentional living. Don't forget that you can head on over to my website. I will leave a link in the description to download my ebook, and you can find articles on that website about all different topics related to minimalism, intentional living, and just simplifying your life in general. So thank you so much for tuning in today, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye-bye.